No, I can't tell you anything. It's all so top secret. We're all a bit day to day. We don't even quite know what we're doing, to be honest. No, it's very top secret. We've all signed so many non-disclosure agreements that I think we'd be picked out by snipers if I told you anything. So it's shrouded in mystery. Is all I can tell you.
Sounds very exciting.
I'm sitting under a tree. There's a spoiler for you.
Brilliant. And I just get to what we did on our holiday. Andy and Guy captured Scotland's beautiful scenery absolutely perfectly.
Yes.
And it really took me back to holidays on the West Coast.
Yes.
How delighted were you to be back filming in Scotland, and what do you think it adds to the story?
Oh, well, I always love getting to film in Scotland because I get to go home. I get to see my dad and my nieces and my sister, and you know, it's great to be back there, and it's always a lovely place to film, especially when you get to film around Gairloch. And I mean, I love being in Glasgow and I love being in Drimmen because that's my old stomping ground, but when we got to go up north to Gairloch and just see that scenery that just leaves you entirely gobsmacked, and we had the weather for it, which one can't always rely on in Scotland, let's be frank, but we had the most extraordinary weather, and it just showed Scotland off to be as beautiful as we natives know it to be. So it was a real treat.
And the film could reflect any of our lives, strained marriages, ailing grandparents, sibling rivalry. What do you admire about the comic reality that Guy and Andrew capture in the film?
I think what they managed to do really well, I mean, we've all admired Outnumbered for years, and I think they do it again also in this film. They managed to show family life in a very kind of candid way that you don't really see on screen often. In some ways, it's quite unforgiving the way that they show what it's like to be part of a family, but I think that's a reality in your own life. You recognise all the sort of ups and downs of that, and I think they bring they show a real truth of what it's like to be either one of the kids or one of the parents, or the complexities of those relationships, the joy of those relationships, and also I think what's lovely about this film is that they don't shy away from the pain of it as well. I think it's really well crafted, and I think they do something quite special, actually.
They certainly do. And the three children actors who I had the pleasure of interviewing.
How was that?
Oh, they're so beautiful and so cute.
Yeah.
And they're naturally brilliant on screen. And I was wondering, what were some of the improvised highlights of you working with Amelia, Bobby and Harriet?
Well, every scene was a highlight because, of course, they're not particularly Harriet, I guess, who is probably the freest spirit of the three, being the youngest. She had no sense of the normal expectations of life on a film set. So, you know, the scene would go wherever Harriet chose to take it. It's wonderfully liberating, actually, as an actor, because you just have to run catch up. And Bobby, too, has an extraordinary kind of surreal comic timing that was a joy to be part of. And then Amelia, of course, was the most professional of all. And I don't just mean of the children, I mean of the entire crew. She's clearly a star in the making. So the three of them were, you know, the film wouldn't succeed in the way it does without them. They are undisputably the stars of the movie, and it was great to share a screen with them.
Absolutely. And Rosamund Pike, of course. What did you enjoy about creating this on-screen marriage with her?
She's just so easy to work with, actually, because in a way it's difficult because we were not only being a married couple, but a married couple who clearly had a history and that whose life had gone through so much. And they were at the end of something that had been good and had now turned into something else. That's quite a big story to tell with someone you've just met. But Rosamund has such a sort of open quality to the way she acts that it was very easy to plug into that. I think luckily we got on quite quickly, which always helps. No, I really enjoyed playing the scenes with her, and it was dysfunctional relationships is something that unfortunately we all have some experience of, and you draw on what you can, but it's obviously much easier to tell a complicated story like that if you've got someone as talented as Rosamund to play it with.
And after chatting to Ben Miller, he told me how delighted he was to play a Scotsman and that he's got a newfound love of the kilt.
Oh yes.
How much fun was it throwing insults at Ben, and did you offer him any words of wisdom when it came to embodying a Scotsman?
Oh no, there's nothing worse than actors telling each other what to do. I wouldn't dare. Not that he needed any, he didn't need any advice. He came to rehearsals with a fully formed and very extraordinary character. I thought he was absolutely sensational and great to play with. I mean, we had a lot of arguing to do in the movie, and Ben is very quick-witted and gives as good as he gets, so we enjoyed those scenes enormously. Yeah, I think we make quite convincing brothers, actually, seeing it back. We certainly had, we went fishing together. I mean, I haven't been fishing since I was a kid, So we did some went fishing on Loch Katrine together, which was quite a sort of brotherly bonding experience. We had a very good time up there.
Amazing. And of course, Billy Connolly, an absolute hero of mine, yeah. I'm sure yours.
Yeah.
What was it like working with him and the improvisation with him?
Billy Connolly is sort of Scottish royalty, isn't he? I mean, I grew up with his cassette tapes being played till they wore out in the house. He's a genuine legend, and one of the huge attractions for me in taking the job was that Billy was attached, and to get to meet him, let alone act with him, was a life's ambition. I was properly starstruck for about a week. I couldn't talk to Billy, which is quite, I've worked with quite a lot of quite shiny people, but I think Billy, more than any, was someone who I found really, really hard to just be normal with. Of course, it doesn't take long to realise that he is exactly as you'd expect him to be. He is more down to earth than you could hope, and is just a joy to be around, funny and warm and charming, and was a hoot from dawn till dusk. So that was a real, real pleasure and a real kind of life's ambition to spend some time with him. Very pleased and proud to have done it.
I heard he was playing the banjo on set.
Oh, I know, I missed that. I don't think I was there that day. That's a shame. I'd have liked to have seen that.
And finally, politically, we remain the United Kingdom, but when it comes to comedy, what would you say differentiates the Scottish and English sense of humour?
Oh, I don't think there is a difference. I mean, I think Billy has proved that by becoming not just a star in Scotland, England, Ireland and Wales, but absolutely around the world. I think the Scottish sense of humour travels. I think funny is funny wherever you go. I think we all get hung up on this notion that Americans don't do irony or Germans aren't funny. It's just not true. And I think the human experience is one that we can all recognise, and funny people reflect that back at us in a way that makes us all laugh. I think the world's much smaller than we like to pretend. Sometimes.